USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden visiting a union hall in Delaware to mark Labor Day. Biden making a stop at an International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers location in Wilmington. The White House saying this particular hall Biden visited helped host a vaccine clinic earlier this year. Over half of Entergy Louisiana customers have access to power. Officials saying crews are making great progress in repairs since Hurricane Ida struck 8 days ago. Around 70% of Entergy New Orleans customers can turn their lights back on, while Baton Rouge is fully restored. Regarding electricity being restored, LaToya Cantrell, mayor of New Orleans, says progress is being made.
We expect more to come online and gradually throughout the day and, of course, every day.
This is USA Radio News.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
The violence continues in the Windy City.
Another murderous weekend in Chicago, Illinois, including a four-year-old child victim. Chicago Alderman Democrat Raymond Lopez tells Fox News his opinion on why the violence continues.
Lori Lightfoot, Kim Fox, neither one of them want to hold criminals accountable. They are too busy coddling criminals and enabling bad behavior. They are bending over backwards, as we saw this weekend with those charges, to get people out onto the street when we know that they are criminals, when we know that they are murderers, when we know that they are doing harm to the city of Chicago. They simply do not have the will, though they have the rhetoric of saying that they support black and brown communities. They do not have the will to protect them. We know that our police officers can go after criminals if we allow them to do their job. We know that if you are committed to violence, you belong in jail.
180 kids have been shot in Chicago this year. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
To mask or not to mask your child as they head back to school.
As debates continue in school districts across the country over mask mandate policies, Dr. Ashish Shah says that those conversations have become overly politicized. The dean of the Brown University School of Public Health tells Fox News that there's strong evidence that masking can be part of a larger strategy to reduce the virus's spread in schools.
This is unnecessarily political, and I don't really understand why it has become so. What I say about kids and masking is that the evidence clearly leans towards the masking being helpful in preventing infections, preventing spread. It's not bombproof. The evidence is strong, but not, I would say, overwhelming. But the bottom line is that it should be part of a broader package. If you just do masking, probably not enough. But if we have testing in schools, if we improve ventilation, we get adults vaccinated, it is absolutely possible to get every child back to school full-time safely this fall. We shouldn't be turning these things into political battles. We should be looking at the data and then driving policy based on that.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The East Coast is expected to see life-threatening surf and rip current conditions this week due to Hurricane Larry. The coast is forecast to begin seeing swells by the middle of the week. Larry is described as a large hurricane as it sits about 1,000 miles southeast of Bermuda. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.